And on the line, I've got Francois from the Raglan Kurrioi Trail. Good morning.
Good morning.
So tomorrow is, I'm told, the 10th and last of the Raglan Kurrioi Trail that you will be organising. How are you doing? I suppose you're really busy right now getting it all ready.
Yeah. So you're right. It's a 10-year and the last one. It's busy. Been busy for the last 2 weeks. And, there's a few last days. It's on following the list, but it's all good. It's on plan.
Okay, so now tell us why you've decided to stop doing it after all this time.
That's a good question. It's been a lot of organizing, and there's a lot of events in New Zealand about trail running, so it's hard. After the COVID, it was hard to get enough numbers. It's good. I got very good support for plenty of sponsors, so that's make my life way easier. But it's just want to do probably don't do something else, and I don't know, not too sure. I think I got enough.
You've done enough.
Yeah. Well, it's where I wanted it to be. So I need a break. Well, the only matter for me is I don't really like the way that trail running is going. But it's all about middle and photo on Instagram. Not all about, but there's a lot about it, and having a GPS file to follow, not to get lost. I'm a bit more old school running in the mountain. Without nothing, and so that's maybe the way I'm going to come back with the Raglan Kurrioi Trail.
If someone else wanted to run one on the mountain in the future, would that be okay by you guys?
Absolutely, yep. Yeah. Anyone want to follow it? I will help with pleasure. I'm going to be a volunteer.
Right, and enjoy the running yourself.
Probably, yep.
Yeah. So, can we go right back to the start and just tell us why you started it in the first place? I presume you this kind of long distance, really tough running, you quite enjoy.
Yeah. So, everywhere I've been living, I'm from Basque Country and just facing the Pyrenees. And so, since I'm a kid, I've been climbing all the mountain over there. So, when I arrived in Raglan, I don't really like to run on the flats, so I went straight away on the Kurrioi, and I decided, I want to share that. It's so much fun. So that's the way to start.
And for people who don't enjoy running, can you explain what it is that's fun about running up the mountain?
What do you mean?
Well, if some people don't like running, and they particularly don't like running that's up steep hills. So are you able to explain to those people what's enjoyable about the trail run?
For me, it's everywhere I go, if there's a mountain or a hill, I want to climb there just to have the view from there. So it's a kind of addiction. And so the good thing about trail running is you don't run all the time. Well, it depends on the elite athletes that probably run most of the time.
Yeah.
On the Kurrioi, there's some parts you can't really run. But the good thing is that you're changing your rhythm. It's not all about the running on the flat and on the clock. It's more how you feel, and when you feel good, you can accelerate. And then for sure, you can enjoy all the views, be alone on the hills, and all the adrenaline, especially on Kurrioi, going down. I think that's my highlight is probably the way down, just running fast in the mud on the roots. So that's what I do. That's what I like.
Okay, and we had quite a bit of rain the other day. What are the conditions like on the mountain at the moment?
It's been super wet. I was there mostly every day this week, and it's been really wet.
Yeah.
But with the wind yesterday and sunny today, all the rocks and roots gonna dry.
Yeah.
So the mud doesn't matter. The mud is not a problem. You can run in the middle of the mud. It's not slippery. But if the roots and the rocks are dry, it's all right. It's all good. So it will be a very good day tomorrow. It's supposed to be sunny. Probably hot, so every athlete has need to bring more water with them.
Yeah. Do you have I mean, for marathons on roads, we see water stations for people. Can you do that on a trail run?
Yes. So we got two water stations, one in Tetoto and one in Whale Bay. And we got one as well on the ridge that we carried 2 weeks ago, a bit of water there in case someone missing water on their way. So we got a 50 liter of water up carrier with a marshal over there. Jasmine from the carrier project going to be there to help everyone with a bit of lollies and water.
Yeah, that's good. That's good. And because it's a long way to be away from water on the top of the mountain.
Yeah, well, it's compulsory for everybody to carry some water. I'm not going to check if everybody got the water in their backpack. That's they're all adults or even the kids, but they have parents. So everybody has to understand that they need to carry their own water. The aid station on the ridge is really in case of emergency.
Right, okay. And so where, for people who don't know, where the race starting? There's kind of three different lengths, I think, three distances, and where are they all starting, and can people watch at some point?
Yes, so we have the first three distances, TG Garner Home 24K, the Red Stag Timber 10K, and Rangitai 5K. So they all finish at Swanee's Farm, 65 Kyle Road. That's where the event village is, with the barbecue and the prize giving.
So there's around the other side
of the carrier.
Yeah, other side of the mountain, yeah.
Yeah, but and so the 24 and the 5K start at the same place. Only the 10K start in Whale Bay, because this is the last 10K of the 24.
Okay.
So it's good to, you can watch the runners on all Fanga Road, because they're using the, from Tetoto to Whale Bay, they run on the Fanga Road.
So are they starting down by the surf?
Oh, the 10K starts at on the car park of the Institute of Awesome.
Oh, okay, right, yeah. Okay, so yeah, people can see that. Otherwise, they need to be up the mountain to watch the people going through. I'm actually quite intrigued. I haven't seen it, but actually, you talked about the adrenaline you get running down the mountain. I'd be quite intrigued to see how fast the fastest runners are going.
It's pretty crazy. And I tell you, you want to use everything you can to grab. It's not just running down. You use your arms to hold yourself as well to slow down.
Right. What's the quickest time that is being performed for the 24K race? Do you know off the top of your head?
That was in 2017 from Bobby Dean in 2 hours 42.
2 hours 42.
Yeah.
And what's the elevation for the mountain too, actually? That's cool.
The 24, it's around 1,800 meter elevation total.
Oh, wow, by the time you've gone up and back down again and up and down and around.
Yeah, yeah.
Wow, that seems tough. I'm not someone who runs, so it seems like an impossible thing to do, but I know that you guys are doing it.
Well, I just need to start one day.
Oh, you're encouraging me now.
Yeah. Yeah, I never know.
Yeah. Do you have,
can't take you there.
Since we're looking back 10 years, do you have any sort of favourite memories or a favourite year that you ran it and everything went beautifully, or a year that where the weather was so awful that it threw up interesting experiences too?
We've been very lucky with the weather. Well, we had some a bit wet days, but never too difficult. 2017, so when Bobby did the record, that was super dry. Even the ridge at the top was dry, which was the first time I've seen this.
Yeah.
And, well, I ran the 24 that year, so that was probably a good memory. But I will say 2019, because that was the biggest year we had, so that was before COVID.
Yeah.
But I don't know all the memories. I've been around the photos this week to find some photos to post.
Yeah.
And there's plenty of memories with all the volunteers, the runners.
Yeah, and how old? Like, how? What's your oldest and youngest runner that's been up there?
Well, we're gonna beat the oldest runner, because Bill Swan's gonna run the 5K. So the 5K is not going all the way to the top. It's on Swan's Farm. So Biv is 82 years old.
Wow, okay.
And, well, impressive. The funny thing is that when I wanted to organized the Raglan Carriage Trail the first year. I went to see Eve and John and asked them if they were okay for me to organize it on their farm, and straight away they say yes. So it's pretty cool that Bee's going to run the last of them.
Yeah. And are you, I mean, this is a lot of organizing. Like, are you having the week off work or something every time you do this leading in?
The last 10 days I'm just focusing on this 100%. Before that it's I was there when I can.
Yeah, okay. And actually there's one thing, I was up the mountain a few months ago and there were a lot of, after the storms earlier this year, in the first half of this year, there were a lot of trees down across the various tracks, that there had to be a little bit of tidying up done before the race.
Yes, so the dog ranger did look after all the dog track, and so they went to get all those big trees away, and then we've been looking after all the private track we use from World Bay to back to the dog track. So with a team of volunteers, we've been there many times to with machetes and loppers to clear the track to make it runnable for everybody.
Okay, and that's good for anyone else too wanting to walk those tracks.
Yes, yeah, it's pretty cool cool tracks. So we try to look after them.
Mm. And can I ask just another question? Your son is known for his snowboarding. Can we just briefly mention how that's going? Is that okay to ask about that?
Yep, it is. Yeah. So he's today in Canada in Edmonton, and he's going to do his first World Cup big year tomorrow.
Okay, so this is Chema, who a lot of people will know, yep, at the World Cup tomorrow. He's racing.
Yeah.
Well, racing is the wrong word, competing.
Yeah, so it's in it's a big show in the stadium with live music. It's a pretty crazy first time for him.
How's he feeling?
Super happy.
He's happy. Oh, that's good to hear. I thought he might be really nervous or something, but
no, not at all. There's no there's no pressure at this stage for him in World Cup. So he's feeling good, and training's been going well. He's not at the top level for podium yet in World Cup, so there's no pressure there.
Right. Okay. Oh, well, we wish him all the best. I hope he does well, and it sounds like he's having fun.
His highlight of the of this summer, well, an Austrian winter, is going to go to the Youth Olympic, representing New Zealand in end of January in South Korea. So that's where he's going to feel the pressure.
Right, the Youth Olympics. What does he have expectations? I mean, it's a bit hard to tell sometimes when you've just come out of New Zealand quite what it's going to be like.
For
how he might do.
Oh, no, he's just trying to enjoy it.
Okay.
And do his best.
Yeah. All right, well, look, Francois, folks, we've been talking to Francois, who is organising the last Karioi Trail happening tomorrow. And just to remind us again, the start times, if people want to, can go around to Swan's Farm or around to the Institute of
Medicine. So, the 24K start at 8 a.m., so from Swan's Farm. The 10K start at 10 a.m. from Weld Bay, and 11 a.m. for the 5K. And we still have a few bids available, so everybody want to join us. We have registration tonight at Isobar from 4:30 to 7:30, and tomorrow morning next to the start line. But they can find all the infos on our website.
Okay, the website, which is, I've got that here, raglancarrioitrail.co.nz. Nice and easy.
Yes, that's correct.
Yeah. All right, Francois, thank you for taking time out on a busy morning, and I hope you have
thanks a lot.
Have a good last event.
I will be. Will be an amazing day.